This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Now a new U.S. Senator, Mitt Romney, is calling President Trump's character into question just days before Romney takes office. In a column for the Washington Post, the Utah Republican is applauding many of President Trump's policy achievements. But Romney says with the nation so divided, presidential leadership in character is indispensable. And Romney adds that is where Trump's shortfall is most glaring. President Trump's inviting leaders from both parties to a briefing today on border security in the hopes of ending a government shutdown. Homeland Security Department officials will deliver the briefing as funding for border security remains the center of the impasse behind that government shutdown. And this is USA Radio News.
License in all 50 states. 30. Additional can apply. Additions or exclusions may occur.
CEO, I'm Jay Farn, America's Quicken Loans purchase lender. Premier home, new way to. We've created an unpredictable tech view from our exclusive interest rates. Approval. First of rate shield interest rate. First, we lock your days. Then up to 90 days, your rate stays. If rates go up, if rates go down, it's locked. But it drops. On your rate, you win. Call either way, 800-QUICK. Call us today at rocketmortgage.in or go to rock.
Approval only valid on some. Ratio to loans. Call for cost under 30-year fixed rates. Equal housing insurer.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, enter promo code USA, that's promo code USA.
Someone who bought a ticket in New York about to be $425 million richer thanks to Mega Millions, as officials say last night's winning ticket was sold on Long Island. The next lottery drawing starts at $40 million. That'll be held on Friday. The new year bringing with it some new scientific discoveries. A look at some of them from USA Radio's Wendy King.
A NASA spacecraft has made a New Year's Day flyby of an asteroid which is 4 billion miles from Earth.
We are ready for Ultima Thule science transmission, science to help us understand the origins of our solar system.
Space expert Bill Harwood says scientists hope to get a glimpse back in time.
They're hoping by studying this object, the one that New Horizons just flew past, they're going to gain some valuable clues about the nature of the raw materials, the building blocks that went into the construction of the solar system 4.6 billion years ago.
This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
China's President Xi Jinping says independence for Taiwan would lead to disaster. He made the comment while advocating for what he said would be a peaceful reunification with that self-ruled island at Beijing's Great Hall of the People. Xi said China would use force to reclaim Taiwan if necessary. Chinese nationalists fled to Taiwan after losing a civil war to the communists back in 1949. Despite close business and social ties, Taiwan has shown no interest in shedding its democratic state. The family of a retired U.S. Marine being held on spying charges in Russia says they're worried about his safety. Russia claims 48-year-old Paul Whelan was on a spy mission when he was arrested in Moscow last week. His family says they're extremely worried about his safety, and they claim, quote, his innocence is undoubted and we trust that his rights will be respected. Whelan's twin brother says his brother was in Moscow for a fellow Marine's wedding on December 28th, which is the day he was arrested. And a new report says a lot more people died in plane crashes last year than the year before, finding that 500 people were killed around the world from passenger plane crashes. There had only been 13 such fatalities in 2017. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We've got a host of previous interviews with all the experts that we bring on the show. They're available to you, a plethora. And feel free to download, listen at your own convenience, like our next guest who has been on with us many times. It's always a pleasure to have Sidney Powell with us, attorney, author of the book License to Lie, Exposing Corruption in the Department of Justice. And she's a senior fellow of the London Center for Policy Research and senior policy advisor for America First. Sidney, good to have you with us. How you doing?
Oh, thanks, Bill. Always a pleasure to talk with you all.
Hey, let's talk Matt Whitaker. You and I touched on him as the acting AG and all the hoopla that's being brought out. You got the Democrats, Adam Schiff and others, claiming foul, and they want Whitaker to recuse himself. What is it about the Democrats that they want people in government to not do their job, to surrender their authority?
Well, they only want people who are Republicans to recuse themselves.
Right.
They don't want any corrupted Democrats to recuse themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's just gotten to be so comical, all I can do is laugh at it. The double standard never ceases to amaze me. I mean, here you have virtually everybody on Mueller's team, including Mueller himself, conflicted out the wazoo. I mean, remember, Mueller sat down with the president just a few days before Mueller was named a special counsel to interview for several hours to be head of the FBI. Mm-hmm. And then a day or two later, he's named special counsel. Well, to me, that alone should have conflicted him out of being special counsel to investigate the man he just spent hours interviewing with to be head of his FBI.
Yeah.
No professional would have done that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is not the first time he's been conflicted. To mention the fact from the very beginning, and you're a former prosecutor, so you know all this, is that where was the crime that should have been the predicate for a special counsel to begin with?
Exactly. There was not one in existence that we know of, and there was not one named that we know of. Of course, there is stuff that was still redacted from Mr. Rosenstein's referral, but nobody's identified a crime at all. And the whole thing was predicated on absolute lies to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing was concocted to begin with from whole cloth by the Democrats, the DNC, Hillary Clinton, Fusion GPS. It was all a Democrat operation. So it stinks to high heaven. It is mm-hmm. they who should have been investigated and they who should still be investigated. And that's mm-hmm. what they're afraid of. They're afraid that Matt Whitaker might actually investigate the real crimes here, which I would encourage him strongly to do.
Right. Well, and of course, at this point, he's got to let the Mueller probe play itself out, does he not? Because if he does anything whatsoever to preempt this, especially in light of, of course, the CNN commentary, he's on there offering commentary. That's what they brought him on. He wasn't working for the government at the time. He's been on our show many times before. In fact, he was the one when after Comey had come out and said no reasonable prosecutor would do anything about the Clinton investigation. They would let it go. And I asked Matt right then, I go, Matt, from what I know about you, I think you're a reasonable prosecutor. Would you go on with a prosecution? He said, by all means, Bill, unhesitatingly, I would do it. He goes, that's ridiculous.
Right. There are any number of us out there saying that then.
Exactly. So, you know, he's offering, you know, his expertise and opinion. As CNN, they were talking about, about Mueller, what are the possible exit ramps? And he offers, says, hey, well, look at, you know, I could see something happen that, that the president would appoint somebody in between sessions of Congress. And then what they would do is choke down the budgeting, you know, for the investigation. Opinion. That's all he offered, right?
Right. Yeah. Opinion in the private sector. And that has nothing to do. If everybody was excluded from government who expressed an opinion in the private sector, there would be no one staffing the government, which actually might be a good thing.
Yeah,
but it would apply equally to Democrats.
No, that it would not. It would not apply equally to Democrats. We already know that. That's a given. That's the hysteria, the hypocrisy. I mean, it's like I was saying the other day, you know, somebody said, well, what's the standard? I said, they have a standard. It's a double standard. You know, that's the standard that they have. So, and it's that clear.
What's
as frustrating
expression?
As it is.
Without a double standard, the Democrats would have no standard at all.
Exactly. Yeah, that definitely is the shoe that fits here. So, Whitaker's got to let this ride out. And then, because Mueller, there's no way, obviously, that he's really dealing with a collusion. As you mentioned earlier, it's the Democrats. I mean, and Nancy Pelosi kind of showed her cards on this, if you remember, about 3 weeks ago when she talked about the wrap-up smear. She says, hey, this is how we work. And she's talking to the media. She's telling them how she dupes them and how they participate in the dupiness of this whole process. And then, which is exactly what they did in, the FISA warrant and everything else. They created this event, this non-event, came up with a big lie, leaked it out to the media. The media reports on it. And then they go to the FISA court and says, you see, even the media knows about this. So as if that offers credibility, and somehow the judge, And I still have yet to hear, from any kind of judge on this or anybody that authorized, signed off on it in the FISA court, the individual to say, hey, look at, they lied to me, I got duped or whatever, or that you realize, well, this guy's a partisan, so he's not going to be, he's not going to scrutiny, the application like maybe a more objective judge would.
Right. I mean, I've heard through the grapevine that they're really burned about it. But if I were one of those judges, I would have had their keisters in my courtroom and held them in contempt and levied a fine or done something, written a decision that expressed my unmitigated ire, if nothing else.
Doesn't that make them part and parcel of this deep state operation that's going on?
It looks that way to me.
I mean, that's the thing that's all so suspicious. And beyond this, Sydney, is that you would have hoped, I mean, at least, of course, this is me, hope upon hope, in a very, world that does everything they can to rob you of any kind of hope, especially when it comes to the Democrats and the deep state, is I had hoped that with the Mueller investigation, they would have looked at it on a broader point of just saying, hey, let's look at the election process. I mean, we just went through the 2018 election. Democrats were, on the surface somewhat concerned, but I think they were only concerned in as much as could they still get away with cheating and, finding ballots and, recovering dead people who died as a Republican and bring them back as Democrats. Were they still going to be allowed to do that?
Yeah, I think there was a whole lot going on in this last election that is yet to be uncovered.
Mm-hmm. But, the thing is that whether it's 2016 or 2018, forget about the Russians. Forget about all these outside influences. We've got intrinsic problems here, do we not?
We do. We need to clean up our own yard.
Well, and it just seems like, the Democrats and I don't know where the Republicans are on this. Whether it's Paul Ryan, I mean, it seems like, President Trump is the lone lion in the desert growling and howling out here. And, of course, the mainstream media, they're only using Trump to get ratings or whatever they can hold together in some sort of rating because they're losing viewers and listeners all the time because the people are getting it. They're going, wait a minute, this is all fake news.
It is fake news. I'm just so thankful that we have this president every day who's willing to get up and fight against it, and I hope he can find more people to surround himself with that he can trust. I can't imagine how lonely he must feel.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Thank you for loving and setting me.
Back with you, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, just the way you like us, fresh and independent. Our conversation with Sidney Powell continues. We were just talking about her book now being released in paperback. Sidney, we're also going to feature and link it on our website at BillMartinezLive.com, Licensed to Lie. Sidney, what is it that you want the readers ultimately to take away from your book, bottom line?
I want them to know that if the government wants to put you in prison, you will go to prison. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter whether you're innocent or not. They will make up crimes against you. They will indict you. They will search your house. They're willing to make up evidence. They're willing to make up, put pressure on witnesses to say whatever they want them to say. Anything. They will do anything to get you put into prison. We live in far more of a police state than anybody ever wants to think we did. Look at what's happened to Congressman Steve Stockman. I've got his defense fund linked at creepsonamission.com. Mm-hmm. The same thing has happened to Paul Manafort, to a friend of mine here in Dallas, to lots of other people around the country, and it's happening more and more and more. We have got to get an attorney general who understands the need for criminal justice reform. I hope people will encourage their congressmen to pass the First Step Act. It is not going to let a lot of criminals loose on the streets who don't need to be there. We have been far too harsh in our punishment. And like I said, there are a lot of people that have been sent to prison as a result of wrongful convictions that don't even need to be there.
Well, a political enemies list that even Hillary Clinton referred to and cautioned, you know, when they were talking about the campaign and the people were responding, lock her up for, you know, I believe the clear violations. I mean, unless I'm missing something here, Sydney.
Oh, no. The evidence in the public domain was of clear Espionage Act violations. I published an article several years ago of the countless crimes of Hillary Clinton that went viral. Mm-hmm. They were obvious.
But obvious, but yet ignored.
Right.
But
she was
yet,
given a
but,
pass.
But
she
yet,
and
like,
all her minions were given a pass.
And then what did they get? I mean, you got five people that are given exoneration. I mean, they're exempt going into an interview. And what was exchanged? You know, what did the government, what did the people get, you know, from those, you know, those exonerations?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Yeah, Hillary Clinton, Cheryl Mills, Heather Samuelson, the IT guy, and look at Imran Awan, the Pakistani who ripped off no telling what secrets from Congress and may have been the one that leaked all the Democratic emails that wound up exposed by WikiLeaks. He could have been the source of all that because he had everybody's passwords.
Exactly.
And now they want to punish somebody else for that?
Mm-hmm. No, that's
an outrage.
And that's amazing.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of equipment from Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And he got probation and is married to two women and living in this country, I think.
Is he back in this country? I thought that part of it was that he went back to Pakistan. No?
I hope you're right, but I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either, but heck, he's probably waiting for another turn if it took him this long. I mean, even after he was found out, it took Debbie Wasserman Schultz, what, another 4 months or so at least to finally fire him. And he was he had access to over 40, and they, all Democrats, not one Republican, 40 Democrats. He had their passwords. He had access to all their emails and everything. And he was downloading. I mean, the proof is he was downloading all this information en masse. And they know that it had to be done in a drop site. It wasn't, you know, between a drop site and a flash disk or a flash drive. He was downloading like crazy. And
he worked in Pakistan 9 months out of the year.
Exactly. And then they were paying him, what, $160,000, and then he gets his wife, or at least one of his wife, she's on the payroll, the brother's on, I mean, this is a mess.
And other members of his family, and all those Congress people were protected about it, too.
Yes. No,
that was a huge conspiracy, and no telling what secrets were exposed as a result of it.
No, but we're going to blame the Russians. See, if we blame the Russians, then, you know, then they're really not looking at the real job. See, and this is, to me, this is the problem we have with the mainstream media. Instead of putting their effort, the hard work that needs to be done, investigative reporting. Fortunately, we have some investigative reporters operate independently because you can't bring this information into the editorial rooms of the mainstream media. They're going to laugh at you. They're going to marginalize you. You're kicked out. You're not going to the reindeer games anymore. You know what I'm saying? And so so they're forced to think one way and be in lockstep with what the leaders of these organizations are doing. And they hate Trump. It's clear they hate Trump, but, you know, I say, look at for a moment. Set that aside. Set your hatred aside for Trump. Can you have a moment of reason and consider what this man has been doing for this country?
It's extraordinary. Nobody else could have done it. Nobody else has ever done it. Nobody else would have done it. Nobody else had the guts to do it.
Yeah, I mean, even a simple thing like, I mean, you got three presidents before saying, hey, simple, yeah, real simple. Let's move the embassy, the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv. Let's move it to where everybody knows where it should be anyway, Jerusalem. And every one of them, you know, they get to it. No. What is Donald Trump? He just does it. OK, now, you know, immigration, you know, for years and Republicans and Democrats, they're both part and parcel. I mean, anything's been bipartisan. It's been the mess of immigration. It's both sides. Same thing. They kicked it down the road. But who is it but President Trump who sends the military down and says, enough of this stuff. You're not going to come in and invade this country. I mean, it is so obvious that the people in Tijuana are saying, look, at Trump is right. This is an invasion. We have criminals here. Right?
Yeah, and aside from that, we simply, no matter how good-hearted we are, and we are, Americans want to take care of everybody. We would give every child in the world a bed and breakfast, lunch, and dinner if we possibly could. But we can't do that. And we would become a third-world country and wouldn't be able to help anybody if we let them all in.
Well, the fact of the matter is maybe...
We can't do it.
The fact
and
is,
we're not taking care of our own. We have 45,000 homeless veterans in this country.
Exactly.
We owe them everything.
Well, you know, part of our hearts is, because we do this, is that we want to help people. But sometimes in helping people, you hurt them when you give them more of a handout than a hand up. And this is what we need to realize what the difference is. And the thing is if you empower people, which is Donald Trump has been doing in the last 2 years, America is happier than it's been in the previous 8 years, clearly, because America is back to work again. They're being productive. At the very, very heart of our happiness is that you go to work every day, you earn a living, you bring it home, you're happy to provide for your family. You know, the attitude of people in Main Street America has risen dramatically just on that one issue alone, Sidney.
Exactly.
And so even with people coming in, immigrants coming in, you know, like the ones who raised their hand to pledge their allegiance to this country, that they forego any other loyalties to any other country. This is all part of the process. This is assimilation. This is becoming a citizen of the America that we know and love. Well, this is all part of the process. And people that want to come here.
It's a lawful process, and
exactly.
That's an important part of it.
And
breaking the law is not part of the process.
And what is it that the president says, look, if you want to come into the country, we have 48 points of entry that you can legally come in. Now, if you decide to violate that and not come through the legal port of entries, we're going to see you as illegal. You have broken our law. It is an offense. You're subject to arrest and immediate deportation. The president, you know, at Main Street America, why haven't we done that? Why? And so then he goes and he signs an order to do that, and a Ninth Circuit judge says, no, wrong. No, you can't do that. And even if they come illegally, they have rights.
It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
But it's up to Congress to do something.
Yeah, the judge who entered that order is a district court judge in San Francisco who has no jurisdiction beyond San Francisco. He's a very liberal-leaning judge, as you might imagine. I would frankly expect even the Ninth Circuit to reverse that one because the Supreme Court is very clear on the scope of 1182F, the statute under which President Trump issued that order. And the language of it is very clear. He had the absolute authority to do exactly what he did.
Well, Sidney, we got to leave it there. As always, an honor to have you with us. License to Lie, now available in paperback.
And how can they... great Christmas present.
Yeah, exactly. It fits perfect in every stocking on the chimney, by the way, I want you to know. And how can they get their hands on it?
LicensedToLie.com or everywhere books are sold.
This is Bill Martinez, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit BillMartinezLive.com for products like Lumines from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products by renowned physicians to help with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse's medical advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See it all for yourself at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Jeunesse banner. Why not start today to live, feel, and be young again?
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Past presidential hopeful and now a new U.S. Senator, Mitt Romney is calling President Trump's character into question just days before Romney takes office. In a column for the Washington Post, the Utah Republican is applauding many of President Trump's policy achievements, but Romney says with the nation so divided, presidential leadership in character is indispensable. And Romney adds, that is where Trump's shortfall is most glaring. President Trump's inviting leaders from both parties to a briefing today on border security in the hopes of ending a government shutdown. Homeland Security Department officials will deliver the briefing as funding for border security remains the center of the impasse behind that government shutdown. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Listening to Bill Martinez.
If you want to know how far my love can go, how deep, how wide, if you want to see how much you mean to me, look at my hand, look at my side. You can count the times a day you are forgiven more than the drops in the ocean.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Live.
Hey, it's all about you, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining with us at the intersection of faith and country as we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. Hey, I got a real special opportunity for you here right now. We're going to be talking with one of the co-authors of a new book, City of Death, Humanitarian Warriors in the Battle of Mosul. Ephraim Mattis joins us. He and Scott McEwen. You remember Scott, who's been on with us many times, co-author of the number one New York Times bestseller, American Sniper, have joined together to give us this new book, A City of Death. Ephraim, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing good, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, great to have you here to tell your story. Yours, of course, a true story, and one that, you know, I remind our listeners, you know, when you think of the people who are out there on the front lines defending our liberties and fighting for this democratic republic where it really matters, a life and death issue, you know, you represent a fraction of 1% of the population. And we're so indebted to you, myself being a former Marine, but never, you know, had, I never experienced combat. And you have been right there along with your fellow warriors, and we are eternally indebted to your courage and bravery to, you know, fight the good fight on behalf of we the people.
Well, absolutely. I appreciate those kind words, and we are truly honored to have the opportunity to represent the American people and the cause of freedom itself. You know, mm-hmm. one of the things that we talk about in the book City of Death was, as you mentioned, we were involved in some incredibly intense fighting. A friend of mine, Guy Barkley, one of the guys I talk about in the book, he's a former Marine. He got a bullet literally through his pocket. And another one of our guys was skimmed by a bullet. I was shot. Our interpreter was killed. Our Iraqi driver was shot 6 times. So we were involved in really heavy fighting. But what it came down to was we were fighting shoulder to shoulder with the Iraqis to defeat mm-hmm. the evil of ISIS. Even though they weren't directly threatening America, they were directly threatening the cause of freedom. And it was truly an honor for all of us to be out there doing that. And so I wanted to honor the team. And I wanted mm-hmm. to honor their memory and the guys who didn't make it home by writing this book, City of Death.
Well, and that's the thing. And I wanted to give you the opportunity to, you know, because I understand this. You know, people who've been in combat they don't necessarily come out and, you know, you sit around the, you know, the dinner table at Thanksgiving and say, hey, tell me your favorite war stories. I mean, you know, those they're very private. And I appreciate you writing about this and documenting it. But I guess if there was a way to kind of download some of this information, the emotions, the experiences, you know, how you feel, you know, how you felt about the country, you know, before you went into the military and your sense of patriotism that you have now because you have fought for these freedoms. And if there was a way to possibly download your experiences and appreciation as a result of your experience, you know, we can talk about it and maybe vicariously people can, you know, pick up on this because this is so important because I believe right now from where this country is at is that we're on a, you know, we are engaging a domestic battle here, a war, if you might say, for the very soul of this country and the principles and what this, you know, Democratic Republic is all about.
Yeah, I completely agree. That's something I'm very aware of. A lot of the guys in the team, specifically from the book, you know, we're very aware of that. One of the interesting things about this book, right? So we're all former military, and we were humanitarians, so we're civilians now, volunteering to work in northern Iraq. And what was great about it was we worked directly with the Iraqi army, right? Guys who were completely different from us. They look mm-hmm. different. They have a different culture. They have different language. They have a different religion, right? Yes. But we're all uniting around the cause of freedom to defeat ISIS. And so bringing that back to your point about our own sort of struggle that's going on here in the United States, I think one of the most important things that people need to realize is that for all the things that we have not in common with each other, we have 10 times more things in common, right? Mm-hmm. Whether you're Democrat, Republican, conservative, liberal, ultimately what everybody wants is they want happiness. They want a job. They want to take care of their family. That's what people want. Now we're going about both sides of the aisle politically are going about that from different angles, right? And so mm-hmm. there's this temptation to immediately demonize and villainize somebody who doesn't think and act exactly like you do. It's very easy to go, oh well, they're a racist bigot, this, or oh, they want to destroy our country. And the reality is that neither of those are true. The reality is they want the best for their country. They're just going about it in a different way. Now, exactly. Don't get me wrong. One side is definitely right. One side is definitely wrong on most issues, right? But in the meantime, we don't have to villainize each other. You know, we in City of Death, we talk about how we're working directly with Muslims who are fighting other Muslims. And you want to know what? We got along great. And it was, mm-hmm. it was a great positive experience. But well, you realize that as a nation.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, especially, and I think that in the West, we're still trying to understand the Muslim religion. And it's difficult when you have schools and madrasas, you know, in different areas of the world that are teaching things that are, you know, quite threatening. And so, you know, in the military, if somebody says, look, if they want to kill you, you kind of take them seriously. I mean, that's not something you want to have a big debate about. I mean, you're going to be on guard for, you know, protection and that sort of thing. And so this is something that needs to work out. And as you say, at the end of the day, we probably have more in common than we have not in common. And so in terms of peace and wanting to, you know, have our families enjoy the best that they can possibly enjoy and have a fair shot at life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You know, that's what we want. And I think that when articulated, and I've spoken with, you know, other cultures and Muslims alike, and when it, you know, it's outside of the I want to say the indoctrination and you know, their apprehension of the Quran that looks at people as either being, you know, good or evil, that you're either you're a Muslim or you're an infidel. And if you're an infidel, it's real clear what you do with them. You either enslave them or kill them. Well, you know, I don't want to tell a Muslim that, you know, they should rip pages out of their Quran any more than I want them to tell me that I should rip pages out of my Bible. All I'm saying is that, hey, look at it. That if those are the principles that you hold to, then, you know, we're incompatible. I don't know how you can be here in this country and, you know, and excuse me for being a little bit nervous, but I'm going to be cautious around you because I know at the end of the day, what you want is, you know, is diametrically opposed to what I want.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from there. And I think one of the things that specifically the Islamic community has to deal with is some of the teachings that are in some of those writings, whether it's the Quran, the Hadith. There are certain passages in there that need to be explained and that need to be you know, looked at in a more modern sense, and they need to deal with that as a community. But I'll also say too, I have many Muslim friends who are incredibly kind, gracious people, and you know, and I ask them about these things, and they say, well, that doesn't apply today. That applied to, you know, something, you know, 2,000 years ago or 1,000 years ago. And so I think as the Islamic community, they need to, you know, find a solution that they can help with.
Yeah, they've got to clear up that narrative because, you know, ever since 9/11, it's left an incredible impression upon us. And of course, we still hear Allah Akbar and people are being, you know, murdered. And, so, you know, they've got a contravailing narrative that, if they want to move in and come into the modern world and be a part of, the greater global concern, then they need to adjust accordingly and let us know. Ephraim, Matson.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea, timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business. So you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
God, I'm running for your heart.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. City of Death is the name of the book. Co-author Ephraim Mattis is with us. It's a true story. It's his true story. A former U.S. Navy SEAL and what he witnessed while volunteering as a frontline combat medic during the historic battle to retake Mosul from ISIS. The deadliest urban combat the world has seen since World War II. Ephraim, you got together with Scott McEwen to co-write this book. Scott, of course, known for American Sniper. How did you guys get together?
Well, it's actually kind of a funny story. We have a lot of mutual friends on Facebook randomly. Mm-hmm. And so I messaged him. After I was shot, toward the end of the book, I talk about that. I had some downtime, obviously, while I was healing, so I started writing the book. Anyway, I messaged him on Facebook and said, "Hey, do you have any tips on writing? Do you have any, you know, I'm trying to get into this world." I honestly wasn't even asking him for help. The idea never crossed my mind. I was like, right. Who am I? Like, he's not going to care about me. I ended up sending him some of the writing, and he thought it was really good, and it was a compelling story, because it's different. And so he wanted to work on it, and when he realized that it was not just another SEAL book about, you know, war stories, there's a message behind it, and it's very different. And it's a group of civilians who are volunteering, not getting paid, to be in this intense battle. Then he wanted to be a part of it, and I couldn't be happier that he wanted to be a part of it.
Yeah, when you talk about the civilians that were involved, are you talking about the Free Burma Rangers? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, I'm talking about the Free Burma Rangers. All of the people I talk about in this book, and this is what I want the audience to understand, is this book is not about a group of soldiers from the U.S. Army or the U.S. military that are out there fighting to defeat ISIS. That's not what this is. This story is about ex-military guys who are now civilians, who live, you know, regular civilian, normal lives, who went over there, volunteered, were not getting paid, and embedded with the Iraqi army to work as frontline combat medics and to administer humanitarian aid to the civilians breaking free from ISIS. So all of us, we were all civilians. No, you have no air support, no radios, no backup, no one's coming to help you. You're there with the Iraqi army. Yeah.
and you're there in the capacity as a medic, you can't legally, I guess you can't pick up a weapon, can you legally?
No, you absolutely can pick up a weapon. I believe the laws simply state that as you cannot be hired on as a mercenary.
So okay.
We would not be allowed to accept money from them to do fighting on their behalf. Then at that point, you become a mercenary. We're not mercenaries in the slightest. We had weapons. We were caught in the crossfire. We were getting mortared and shot at and everything, just like the Iraqi soldiers were. So we directly engaged ISIS. We had to fight them off to save the people that we were trying to save. But as far as the main fighting, obviously that was the Iraqi army doing that. But we definitely had weapons. We were armed, hand grenades, you know, machine guns, the whole nine yards. Actually, the Iraqi army actually gave us an armored Humvee and a machine gun so we could evacuate wounded. And it actually ended up saving multiple people's lives. It's totally different, but yeah.
And in your story, you know, of course, you talk about being shot by ISIS, and you yourself were, you know, speaking of a rescue mission. It was a suicidal rescue mission to retrieve wounded civilians, and as I guess fate or however you want to call it, would have it, is you know, it's captured on video the moment you were shot. What is that like for you when you see this video?
Wow. Well, so a couple of weeks after I got back from Iraq, after I was shot, a buddy of mine texted me. He said a fellow Navy SEAL buddy of mine texted me. He said, "Hey, dude, you're trending on Reddit." And I was like, "What are you talking about?" So I went on Reddit. And sure enough, there's this video of David Eubank, our team leader, running out and grabbing this girl from a pile of bodies. And my friend Sky Barkley and I were giving him covering fire. And it was surreal. It was like, oh, my goodness, this is crazy. Well, over the next week or so, David Eubank was interviewed several times on, like, Fox and CNN and whatnot because of that video. So it's very surreal. But also the footage of me getting shot and falling over behind a tank and almost being crushed to death. And then, you know, blood's gushing out of my leg and I have to run across the street on a wounded leg to get a Humvee for the team. You know, all that stuff was caught on video. But in some ways, it's nice because I have closure and I know what happened and I'm able to see what happened because I couldn't even remember that night what exactly had happened. But it's also interesting, too, because the rest of the world is able to look and see and experience basically one of the worst days of my life, one of the most traumatic and terrible things I've ever been involved in. And so it's an honor to sort of represent warriors around the world who have done things like that and much greater things than I ever did. And so it's kind of a love-hate relationship with it.
So here you are. I mean, you're not officially in the military. You're an ex-service member. You get shot, so you don't even get a Purple Heart, do you?
No medal. No medal. No medical coverage, nothing.
No medical coverage, no Purple Heart, just bupkis out there putting your life on the line to serve these civilians and to save them. The takeaway that you want people to get, Ephraim, from City of Death?
The takeaway is, like we were talking about earlier, that average people can do incredibly above average things. And I really wanted to record for history, and I wanted to record to honor the men who were there with me, who did even more incredibly heroic things than I ever did. And so I just wanted this story to be told. It's an uplifting story. There's, as the name denotes, there's a lot of death. There's a lot of terrible things that happen in the book. But at the end of it, there's hope, and we pulled through as a team to help defeat ISIS and save lives.
What I like about this story especially, and I think it encourages us here in America, and especially Americans, when we think about our founding, that it was we the people. It was the farmers, people that were inexperienced in fighting war, taking on, you know, back then the number one military force on the planet. It says a lot about our DNA and to see it being demonstrated there in Iraq. I mean, that's encouraging to hear, because we don't hear stories like that. I mean, we hear about Americans, you know, expending their blood, their treasure, and everything else on the battlefield for their behalf. So it's encouraging to hear, you know, a story of, you know, civilians there in Iraq, you know, wanting to take back their country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And it was an incredible honor to be a part of the whole thing. The entire experience has been surreal, and it's been what was a terrible experience has turned into a very positive thing that I think is important for America, especially now looking at our current political situation. There's a lot of hatred and a lot of divide, and this is something that this story, this book, is something that I think Americans, both Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, can unite around. Humans helping humans to defeat evil. That's something we can all unite on.
Exactly. And we need to hear more of these stories. It makes me wonder from how many other City of Death stories are yet to be told.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I completely agree. One of the things that Scott told me when we started working on this book is he was like, I think we're about to create a whole new genre in the writing world. And that's sort of the frontline humanitarian story. My friend Sky Barkley, he's looking at writing a book as well, because he was there even before I showed up. And he wants to talk about he's a very devout Christian, and so he mm-hmm. wants to talk about all of these same experiences, but from his deeply personal spiritual connection to the whole thing and his Christian perspective on it. And he's a great writer and a great human being, so I think we definitely will see more of this. And they're already working on a screenplay for a movie mm-hmm. and for this book, and so I think that there will be more stories and more coming out about these kinds of things.
Well, you know, when you consider the humanitarian aspect to your point here, Ephraim, is that whether it's people there in Iraq or, you know, just go down and name any kind of country, you have people like here in America that it's in their DNA. They will run to the problem. You just have to give them a fair shot at being able to be victorious on the battlefield. And this is where, you know, people like yourselves and other ex-military that understand the strategy that can empower, you know, the local people to take back their land and take mm-hmm. back their communities, you know, for their families. And, you know, these are the stories that are so important that are left untold. And you go a long way in opening up that genre, as Scott says, in City of Death.
Yes, absolutely. And I currently now I work for an organization called the Nazarene Fund, which was started by
yes.
Glenn Beck
right.
to rescue people from ISIS. And I was hired on to I now work inside Burma to help the local population that's suffering genocide right now. And so the mission continues. You're absolutely right. There are more stories. There is more happening. And to people who are listening, if you want to volunteer and help, there's great organizations in your own communities, but also around the world where you can be involved and do good for this, do good in this world.
Mm-hmm. Is there a specific website that they can go to?
Well, specifically for the Nazarene Fund, we have the nazarenefund.org. If you're mm-hmm. interested in hearing more about the Free Burma Rangers, you can go check out freeburmarangers.org. And there's, you know, and I also encourage people to, like, you know, if you're not an ex-military kind of person that can go to these kind of places, that's totally fine. Guess what? You can help your neighbor. You can help in your own city. There are, you know, there's homeless soup kitchens and things like that in your own city where you can go and help others. And that's what it's ultimately all about.
Yeah, and I was just reading another stat that just breaks your heart as to how many homeless vets are on the street of this country here domestically, and they need our help and support, especially when you consider all that they vested on our behalf. Ephraim Addis has been with us. His book, City of Death, available at all the usual places, right, Ephraim?
Yes, it's actually released today. So,
well, congratulations.
On anywhere, yeah.
That is awesome. And we'll link it on our website, too, at BillMartinezLive.com. Ephraim Addis on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you. Take care.
Thanks, Bill.
Be safe.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90%.